So it was a little after 3 p.m. When we initially got the call and arrived on scene. During that time, it was an active trench rescue. Apparently, there was a construction worker working on that particular site in Clifton Park, and he fell into a hole that was about 15 feet deep at the time. Once the construction worker fell into the hole, a pile of dirt and debris fell on top of him. From what we know and what we understand, the hole that the construction worker was working inside of was not properly shored up. So in order to begin any sort of recovery efforts, members of the fire department special operation team had to pretty much build a protective barrier, if you will, for themselves so that they were able to enter inside of the hole and to start their extensive recovery efforts. We went well into over 7 hours of the rescue. We later found out that it was a 19-year-old construction worker who was actually inside of the hole throughout the night. You know, as this operation continued throughout the night, we knew at that point that it was more so a recovery effort.
So do you know, in talking about the area and not being properly secured, with that repair work, will that be shut down until there's some type of strengthening of that ground?
Well, that would be up to, it was an independent contractor working on that, so I'm not quite sure who they had a contract with, but I do know that they were there working on some sewage line, so I'm not sure who that would set up. Right now, it is roped off, and we have units there to secure that area just to make sure no one else goes anywhere near that site because it's not safe. The ground is completely unstable and probably too wet.
And so the man's body, was taken to the medical examiner's office?
That's correct. He was taken to the medical examiner's office. It was around 1:30 this morning when crews recovered his body from the hole.
Okay, and still no word on his ID?
Not at this time.
I understand also there were crews or firefighters and from several jurisdictions.
So this really slow but productive operation. We ended up calling on additional resources and assistance from one of our surrounding counties to help us with this operation.
Baltimore, Howard, or can you say which county?
Just our partners that we use for mutual aid.
Any other update that the community should know about Clifton Park?
Our heart really goes out to the family of this 19-year-old. This was just completely a devastating situation for the family and members of the fire department. Our firefighters who are part of the special operation team, they train all the time for instances and incidents like this. You know, they were extremely determined. They worked hard and they were extremely aggressively working to make sure that they could recover this body. It was just heart-wrenching. We had members who didn't even want to leave because they wanted to see this till the end.
Let me ask you about the mental effects of something like that when it's so much emotion put into that and hard work. Is there grief counseling made available to your firefighters in instances like that?
We do have support available for any incident that happens, especially when there's a fatality or something that is really devastating. So it's support for members of the fire department to have if they need it.
Baltimore City Fire spokeswoman Blair Skinner. Blair, thanks so much for your time with us today.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye now. You too.